These birds, one of the signs of God's matchless creation with their stunning colors and beautiful appearance, live in colonies in lakes with large quantities of mud. The depth of the water in the lake is important not only for them to feed, but also for them to nest. The different colored feathers vary according to the species of flamingo. The tones may range from pale pink to crimson or vermilion. The food they eat, which is high in alpha and beta carotene, determines the color of their plumage. They feed on diatoms, seeds, blue-green algae, and shelled creatures by filtering them from the water. There are special finger-like projections in the flamingo's beak, which it uses to filter the food particles. Flamingos live in pairs in colonies. Every pair does not breed every year, and there is no specific season for breeding, although the rainy season is more conducive to mating. This is because nest building may be easier in times of rain. It is also easier to find food during such periods. Flamingo nests resemble volcanoes in shape. There are numerous fine details in the nest construction. When building their nests, they use mud, small stones, and their own shed feathers. The most important and noteworthy point here is that the mixture employed by the bird can dry out very quickly. The nest is around 11 inches high. The height of the nest protects the eggs when the water level rises. It takes at least 6 weeks for a pair of flamingos to build a nest. The mother and father take turns to incubate the eggs over a period of between 26 and 31 days. They manage this with ease, despite their long legs. Every pair in the colony mates at the same time, for which reason the majority of these birds lay their eggs and raise their young at the same time. The chicks that hatch out of the eggs are gray in color. That gray will turn to pink over the next 3 years. In this huge colony, the parent birds recognize their own chick by the sound it makes. Each family looks after its own offspring. The young leave the nest when they are 4 to 7 days old. Once all the young in the colony have left the nests, the adults rearrange the nest area where they rear the young flamingos. Flamingos are excellent swimmers. Their webbed feet makes it easier for them to swim. Thanks to the broad, flat structure of their feet, flamingos are able to walk on the mud without sinking. The webs between their toes provide a large surface with which the flamingos can push against the water. All the details in flamingos show that these birds have been created in the most appropriate manner for their environment. This superior creator is Almighty God, Lord of the earth and the heavens and all that lies between.